Hi there. I'm Trista Bora, the CIP coordinator for New York. I want to talk to you about how New York landed on the Lean Project as a strategy to improve timeliness to permanency, including reducing time to adoption. The Lean Project is our joint project with the Office of Children and Family Services, our state child welfare agency. Together, we analyzed the New York Child and Family Services data as well as our own court data metrics. We noticed that some children were in care longer than we would expect them to be, and as a result, we were looking for interventions that would reduce time to permanency. We believe that both of our systems were functioning in a way that inadvertently added time to permanency, either because of a process, a policy, or an everyday activity that was done a certain way, just because it was always done that way. We believe that if we mapped out the process, we would be able to find some time savings and positively impact our times to permanency. The Lean work is great for that. The Lean concept originated in Japanese manufacturing as a means to eliminate waste, essentially keeping what adds value and getting rid of everything else. We agreed in collaboration with the Child Welfare Agency to use the Lean strategy to engage in locally driven change management that's grounded in improving all permanency outcomes, and we committed to supporting those local county-driven Lean projects with both CIP and OCFS regional office staff. I asked Jill Bozinski, one of our local CIP coordinators, to share with you her experience with implementing a Lean project whose goal was to improve timeliness to adoption.
Hi, my name is Jill Bozinski. I work for the New York State Child Welfare Court Improvement Project, and I am a court coordinator, and I'm here to talk a little bit about today the Dutchess County Lean project that focused in on their adoption protocols. So I started with the New York State Child Welfare Court Improvement Project in 2015, and I was the court person for Dutchess County, which is a smaller county located right above New York City area. And when I arrived to this courthouse, they had already established a multidisciplinary stakeholders group with an identified issue of looking at their adoption protocols and processes. When I arrived to this collaborative, it included all the judges. There were four judges at the time. It included Department of Social Services administrators, so our commissioner, our deputy commissioner. It included Respondents' Counsel at the table, and attorneys for children, any conflict defenders, private attorneys. And they all approached me and saying, you know, we've spent years trying to figure out what it is about our adoption process that isn't working. They spent years prior to even me being on the team looking at are there new forms that need to be created or new protocols. They did a lot of finger pointing back and forth. You know, the court would say things like, well, the department's not doing this, and the department would come back and say, well, we implemented this, but the court's still not doing this. So there was just a lot of back and forth, a lot of hypotheses, a lot of myths going around as to what was causing this delay. But everyone had a common goal. Everyone believed that the adoption protocols could be more effective, and they believed that they narrowed out some scopes as to what could be some of the underlying issues. You know, some of the beliefs were that, well, there are things we can't control, right? There's the appeals process, cases that are going through appeals we have no control over. We just have to wait for the appellate to give us a decision. There were things like adoptive parents signing the subsidy agreement, right? We felt, how do we have more control of that? So we started looking at a different module. We looked at what's called a Lean project. For those that are familiar with Lean, Lean is a model that looks at reducing any type of systemic waste. Judge Posner was the lead judge for this project, and she had always said, look at it like a lean piece of meat, right? You want the best parts of that meat. You don't want any of the fat. You're trimming away any of the fat. And that's exactly what we did for this project. So New York State Court Improvement Project partnered with Office of Children and Family Services, who helped really kind of guide those discussions and facilitate those discussions around applying Lean to this project. So what that looked like. So we narrowed down our scope. We started to look at children who were freed, freed being legally freed, no TPRs pending, TPRs being termination of parental rights, everything signed, child legally freed, to when the adoption is actually finalized. So it narrowed down our scope. We eliminated any cases that were in the appeals process. We knew we couldn't look at those cases or have any type of impact because we didn't have the appellate division at our table. So we narrowed down that scope, and we were able to collect some data. And what our data showed pre-lien, pre-implementation of lien, was that it was taking roughly 463 days for an adoption to become finalized once the child had been freed. We knew Dutchess County, we knew we could do a lot better. So what we had hoped for is narrowing that down to 180 days. Again, a lot of our notions were this just has to be paperwork. These are simple solutions. So in partnering with OCFS, we participated under the lien model. You engage in what's called a Kaizen event. It's a really fun event. It is, it's a 3-day event where you are in a conference room, you know, as a group all together, going over best practices of lien and applying them to your process. So part of some of the instruments that we used are what's called a mapping process. So we looked at different systems within the adoption process. We looked at three, actually. We looked at the court system. We looked at the Department of Social Services system. And then we looked at the parents who represent adoptive attorney, adoptive parents. And we mapped out, I mean, if you can envision this, we literally took butcher paper, hung it on the wall, and with Post-its mapped out every single step that each system had to make an adoption become finalized. So what's happening when that child becomes freed? Lien made us look at very specific processes. So one thing I remember from the court's end was, okay, an adoption petition is filed. Well, under the lien model, we had to look at, well, where does the adoption petition actually go? So we needed our chief clerk to go step by step in telling us, okay, once, you know, somebody files an adoption petition, then it goes to our docketing unit. Okay, well, what's happening in the docketing unit? Well, we found some things out. You know, one example was that in our docketing unit, we actually had a clerk say adoptions aren't considered priorities. So if, you know, if what happened is an adoption petition came, this clerk would be working on emergencies, things that need to be heard before the court right away. So these adoption petitions would just sit on this person's desk for, you know, a day or two. And under lien, we were kind of like, well, why does that need to happen? Is there something we can be doing differently to speed up that time frame? So the chief clerk in Dutchess County, Peter Palladino, had, you know, just suggested an easy solution. Really just once an adoption petition is filed, bring it to the attention of him, bring it to the attention of the chief clerk, and he can get that docketed and set up and start the process to have it being scheduled for the finalization. That was the best part of lien. You're not thinking about solutions right away. You're mapping out the process first and looking at timeframes of how long something takes, and then asking yourself, does it really need to take that long? You know, lien is about looking at, if you have a process that takes 15 steps, what can you do to reduce it so that it only takes 3 or 4? So that was awesome. So the Kaizen event, going back to that, we had multidisciplinary stakeholders, and we had an agreement. You know, what comes out of this event, we are going to propose to what are called our executive sponsors under lien. So those are the folks that aren't the soldiers in this meeting. They're not the frontline staff that know the process play by play, but that they have oversight over what's going to be an agreement to make this, you know, process final. So the frontline staff, you know, again, included our chief clerk, they included Department of Social Services. And once we mapped out this process, we gave the final the finalization of our map and our proposal to our executive sponsors, who were our judges, who were our commissioner of social services, and, you know, to our administrative judge and those that oversee New York State Court Improvement Project and Office of Children and Family Services. So we came up with some really simple solutions. You know, I mentioned some things from the courts and Department of Social Services also came up with some really clear, streamlined activities that they can do that shouldn't cause a delay. In terms of what I mentioned, the other system being attorneys who represent adoptive parents, they actually did not have to change anything. We had learned through this process that anything the attorney for the adoptive parent did was based solely on where the Department of Social Services was in their process map. So really the only maps that were changed were edits, you know, that included in the court and edits that needed to be done through Department of Social Services. So that occurred back in 2016, and we started tracking data as a result of implementation. So we implemented our changes in April 1st, 2016, directly after the Kaizen event. The Kaizen event was 3 days. In March, we agreed implementation would start April 1st. And that was actually really easy. That involved myself with Court Improvement Project, partnering with OCFS and Office of Court Administration to really kind of gather data to see, okay, so for what cases now, for when children are freed, let's monitor with these new protocols in place to see when petitions are being filed, when petitions are being docketed, when they're being reviewed. All the way to the finalization. And I am happy to say that we have had, Dutchess County has had some really successful results. Court Improvement Project has been monitoring their data since 2016, and they have reduced their time frame significantly. We've looked at, we've broken up that data in several different ways. We've sliced the data, just looking at when petitions are being filed. We've looked at from petition filing to when it's being calendared by the court, all the way to, again, the finalization of that adoption. And we've seen significant decreases in all of those categories. And right now, Dutchess County is on target for the 180 days. The way Court Improvement Project looks at our data is timeframes within every 6 months, so 6, 12, 18, you know, where are we in terms of numbers? And I'm happy to report that Dutchess County is still doing a phenomenal job with this. We had been, as a result of this event, it was really eye-opening. And the benefit of it was that after the Kaizen event and after we had agreed to our goals and the data we were looking at, everyone just kind of came to the table and really kind of high-fived each other from different systems, which was an amazing thing to watch. I think in child welfare, everybody is doing a really good job and wants the best for their county, wants the best for the families that they're serving. But with that comes a lot of stress and it comes a lot of finger-pointing. And by the end of this event, you saw the judge really high-fiving the Department of Social Services commissioner and saying, like, yes, we have a really good plan, and just feeling really confident and comfortable about that. So, you know, following that event, as I mentioned, we tracked data, and that was incorporated with Court Improvement Project stakeholder meetings. So the way Dutchess County had their meetings was roughly every couple of months, I would say 3 to 4 months. As their coordinator, I would kind of facilitate those discussions, following up as to, okay, so we've implemented this protocol, these processes. Are we noticing, anecdotally speaking, you know, changes, what's working, maybe what needs to be tweaked, what needs to be added? So we spent some time, a few committees meetings after that, just going through, you know, just any other additional pieces that we need to cover. But there really wasn't much significant change, maybe a form here or there. And yeah, I'm happy to report this project is still, it's something that, you know, is highlighted in Dutchess County, and it's something that they're very proud of.